Good morning. You're listening to Chamber Chat. I'm Debbie Hawkinson with the McPherson Chamber of Commerce, and I am visiting with Adam Pratt, who is the Marketing and Communications Director at the Lindsberg Old Mill and Swedish Heritage Museum.
Good morning, Debbie. Good morning.
Yeah, so you guys have some exciting things going on all summer. Well, exciting because it's restoration projects that have been needed done.
Yes.
And you've had some funding. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so one of our two main attractions at the museum is the 1904 World's Fair Swedish Pavilion. So when you do the math on that, that means it's 120 years old. They designed that to last for about a year during the fair. So what we actually discovered last October was that it is starting to show its age, and there's actually a lean westward of 2 degrees. And even if you're not trained, you can kind of tell once it's been pointed out to you. And when they evaluated that, they decided that that actually represents structural failure. So it's very much at a risk of, given the wrong conditions, it could just completely fall down. We don't want that to happen.
Yeah, so very much in need of some attention. I
know. Absolutely.
That you just put some new windows in there.
Yeah. Fantastic. With the David Nutt grant, it was about a $160,000 project. We have more historically accurate windows in there, and it also paid for completely repainting the outside of the pavilion. It looks fantastic. But we absolutely need to make sure that the structural stability issue is taken care of. The good news is we found out earlier in the summer that we're actually the recipients of the Kansas Department of Commerce Community Service Program tax credits. And the way that that works is that anyone who donates to the project at least $250, you actually get 70% of that back as a fully refundable credit on your Kansas taxes. It's a fantastic deal. You basically only pay 30%, and we get the other 70% from the state, in effect. So we're doing well on it. We have just a little bit more than 40% of what that can generate committed to us. But we are going to need more in order to actually be able to start the repairs.
So the sooner the better, and that way you can
absolutely
reopen the structure for all the visitors that you have.
Yeah, for safety, we've had to be closed in the meantime. And that meant, for example, during midsummers, normally we have a lot of events right there in the Swedish Pavilion, and we had to kind of scramble and figure out where everything goes when we're not able to have people in that structure. We'd absolutely love to be able to have it reopened for Heritage Christmas. And in order for that to happen, really the work needs to be done this summer.
So how would they find out more information on that? Could they contact you?
Yes, they sure can. We also have a landing page for the project. It's at oldmillmuseum.org and then /save-the-pavilion.
All right. Tax credit,
Yep.
Help them get along.
So it's a fantastic deal. You really don't have a better deal than that. We're going to need about another $70,000 on top of what's already been gathered in order to start the structural repairs. So that's really what we're aiming for right now.
Okay. Well, you heard it from Adam. So thank you all for listening to Chamber Chat. We hope you have a great day.